right, Miss Julie, sir.
So?
Daddy, hi.
Hi, Julie, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Fine.
Good.
Well, did everything go all right tonight?
Fine.
Good.
Yes,
we're going to go up to...
Nice dinner.
Going up to Camp David at 6:30, if that's okay, hon.
Good. I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
Well,
and, I'm going to do, for your information, I'm going to do another Vietnam announcement at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and I'm going to announce 45,000 for the next 2 months and then
Isn't
say them.
Great.
And then, and that's a step up of 10,000 a month, so which is good.
Great.
But in any event, then I have to have an NSC meeting, and then I'll be about ready to relax.
Oh, brother.
So,
Well, maybe...
I'm trying to get Rose to go up, because she'd be good, And I was talking to BB earlier today, and I said, look, if he came up, he'd get Rose to go, you know what I mean, that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing.
It'd be nice if BB could come up.
More fun for all of us, you
yeah.
know, BB and Rose,
yeah.
you know, and this and that.
I don't think I'll go up because...
Well, you can't, that's right.
You know, because I get out so late Friday, I couldn't come up to Saturday, and then we have to fly back Sunday morning early.
You're not coming at all. Well, anyway, we'll have BB go and Rose.
I think it'd be nice, yeah.
But I don't hate to leave you alone here, honey.
Well, I'd only be here Saturday.
Right.
And so that's fine, really. I wanted to tell you, I left a note in your room, but in case you miss it, I talked to Mamie today, and several of her Palm Desert friends had called her. They'd been at the Los Angeles dinner. They said the dinner was totally sold out, and also some of them thought it was the best speech you'd ever given.
Hmm.
So I thought you'd get a kick out of that, the one from Chicago, apparently, that was.
Darn, I'm sorry you can't come, doggone. You can't come to... You couldn't come to Camp David, say, Saturday afternoon, huh?
I could, but it's just such a long drive. I think I'd rather just stay here and relax here, because you're coming back Sunday morning, you know?
The Johnsons are in town. What do you think if we should invite them up for dinner Saturday night?
I think Mother would really enjoy it.
Yeah,
just have them come up for dinner, yeah.
Well, no, they'd have to spend the night. The Lyndon Johnson.
Well, spend the night?
You know.
Oh, the Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh.
You wouldn't do that, huh?
Well, if it would... I wouldn't do it, because I think you need to relax. And I don't think it'd be relaxing for you.
No, we don't need that either.
And you've done so many nice things for them. Unless
right.
it would give you pleasure, which I doubt
right.
it would.
That's right.
I wouldn't do it.
Well, so you stay here, sweetie, and have fun.
Yeah.
And but I think it's all right that if BB can work it out with Rose, if they come up, don't you think?
I think that would make it much gayer.
Yeah,
yes,
so it isn't just sort of, you know, talking to ourselves.
Yeah, I think that'd be nice. I was going to suggest calling BB myself.
Were you really?
Yeah, I thought it'd
Isn't
be a real good
that
idea.
Interesting.
Yeah. And also, you know, what might be nice, Daddy, is to get a cake for BB because his birthday's the next week.
Good. Would you order it,
sweetie? Uh-huh. Wouldn't that be nice? What kind do you think he'd like? What do you think? Something exotic like rum or...
No. Get...
mocha or...
Yeah, a rum cake. That's right.
Or, because, no, Mother doesn't like rum. Maybe a lemon.
No, a lemon is good a lemon cake. Or a white cake with
chocolate?
Like, forget that. Mommy is going to eat the cake anyway. Order a rum cake because it's BB. How's that?
Okay.
For fun? I love rum, you see.
Okay, good.
Will you do it?
And it'll say, happy birthday, BB. You can have it Saturday night.
Saturday night. Happy
good.
Birthday, BB.
Yeah. I think that'd be real
yeah,
good.
That's great. That's great. You think we worked everything out well today, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. And I hope that they start scheduling Mother because she's all ready to go.
Well, I've kicked them right in the ass, believe me.
Yeah, but aren't you glad she wants to do it now?
Listen, and to read the speeches, too. She must read the speeches.
Yeah, she's really eager to go. So if they can find her some events.
Well, my God, everybody wants her.
Yeah.
They want her first, you and Tricia second. You
know? I know. So it'd be really great.
We got to get Tricia out, too, don't you agree?
She wants to go.
Okay.
So she's all.
Well, I'll push him hard.
Good. Okay.
Still studying?
I wasn't right now, but I think I have to do a little.
All right, sweetie.
Okay.
Good to talk to